The Criterion Collection, a prestigious US film distributor, recently launched a collection of digitally restored films by the pioneering Czech animator Karel Zeman. The reviews are in, so to speak, as a new generation of movie buffs discover his influence on the likes of Monty Python's Terry Gilliam and authors like Tim Burton, Wes Anderson and the Brothers Quay, Brian Kennedy reports.
Karel Zeman may be the most influential Czech director you've never heard of. Criterion's Three Fantastic Journeys by Karel Zeman, judging by a spate of glowing reviews, is helping to close that knowledge gap. The Wall Street Journal called him an overlooked progenitor of Czech cinema, while Slant Magazine says the three-disc collection will make you wonder where this deliriously imaginative Czech auteur has been all of your film buff life. In Prague, there's an entire museum devoted to Karel Zeman. Noting the foreign critics' positive reviews of the collection, museum spokesperson Katarzyna Kutanova said cooperating with Criterion was quite a big deal, as the release itself is unique for the American and world market.
It is a great success because it is their first collection on a film director from the former Czechoslovakia. The collection can be purchased in the museum e-shop. For foreign viewers, it can also be viewed online on the Criterion channel.
Je možné kolekci také zhlédnout online na Criterion channel.
Prožili nejkrásnější prázdniny. Podnikli jsme velikou výpravu. Až do pravěku.
The first of the set's eponymous Fantastic Journeys is perhaps Zeman's most beloved feature, Journey to the Beginning of Time, from 1955, about four schoolboys transported back to an era when dinosaurs walked the earth. Using a combination of 2D and 3D models, Journey was his first to use actors alongside stop motion and other special effects, noted his daughter, Ludmila Zamanova, in an earlier interview.
What he invented, really, was combination of many techniques, like cell animation, cutout, three-dimensional puppet, and live actor. And he put all these techniques in one film, was trying to erase all these barriers between this technique, which was really his specialty. And I think no other filmmaker was able to do this special effect so well like my father.
Included in the collection is a feature-length documentary on Zeman himself, which highlights those techniques he was among the earliest to use or combine. It also sheds light on his influence on directors across genres for decades to come. Museum spokesperson Katarzyna Kutanova again.
Czech viewers had the opportunity to see the documentary film Adventurer Karel Zeman in 2015. Many of the world's film experts comment in it, as does his daughter Ludmila. As part of this documentary, University of Zlín students also reconstruct the individual scenes that Karel Zeman used in his films. In addition, there are many other bonuses in the collection that are not in other editions.
From the fantastic Jules Verne, creator of Around the World in 80 Days, comes now the most fabulous adventure on, over, or under the earth. The first motion picture produced in the magic image miracle of Mistimation.
Apart from Journey, the other main features in the collection are Invention for Destruction from 1958, a wildly free adaptation of fiction by Jules Verne, sets of which, several reviewers noted, have clear echoes in Wes Anderson's Isle of Dogs, and the fabulous Baron Munchausen from 1962, Zeman's take on the now oft-adapted 18th-century adventure book. Among the bonuses on this Criterion Collection set are four of Karel Zeman's early dialogue-free shorts, beginning with A Christmas Dream from 1945, which won a prize in competition at the very first Cannes Film Festival. Many of the shorts have been painstakingly restored. All are available together in brilliant 4K for the very first time.